Joining me now on the phone is Christian Mitchell. He's state representative from Chicago. He's also the newly named interim executive director of the Democratic Party of Illinois. Representative, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me. It's an honor to do the spin.
Well, I'm sorry I did not get a chance to personally see you out in Rosemont on Friday, where you were leading the demonstration against the appearance of Vice President Mike Pence, joined by Governor Bruce Rauner. But I'm curious, does that signal a new kind of activism for the Democratic Party of Illinois?
Well, look, so again, thank you for having me on. Thank you to your listeners. Look, the reason why I sort of want to step up in this role is that I think this is the most important election of our lifetime. I think people say that often, but these times really are unprecedented. You saw last week at that event, Governor Rauner fully wrapped his arms around the Trump-Pence administration. And that is an administration that has been openly racist, openly misogynistic, that has waged war on a woman's right to choose. It has waged war on unions and working people. And I think that the message we wanted to send by being out there in opposition was that Democrats believe Illinois deserves better than this. We believe that we ought to respect the rights of workers to organize, that we ought to protect a woman's right to choose. We believe in the dignity and the rights of people of color. We believe that immigration, you know, where you've got an administration that's ripping kids away from their parents at the border that the governor is implicitly supporting by not speaking out more forcefully, we believe that immigration makes our state and our country great. And so my goal is going to be to make sure that we take that message to every corner of the state, that we win races up and down the ballot. And I'm going to be a voice, along with the unions and the activist groups and the folks who are out there organizing, to make sure that that happens, that we bring people out to win in November. And so what you saw at that demonstration was the beginning of making sure that we are as active as possible in organizing the energy out there to push back on what Governor Rauner's done to our state, what Donald Trump is doing to our country.
Well, this is kind of a significant change as far as what the Democratic Party of Illinois has been, which has been kind of more of a, I'd almost say, kind of a bureaucratic organization rather than an activist organization. That's not to speak about the members of the Democratic Party, but just the Democratic Party of Illinois as kind of an institution.
Yeah, and look, I think that this is an opportunity for us to be more vocal. You know, I sort of, even as a state representative and as a political actor myself, I've always believed that being out forcefully, pushing back on.
I was going to say, you've never been shy, that's for sure.
That's correct. So, that's my particular style, and I think that to me, my hope is that my elevation of this role talks about the changing face of the Democratic Party. It's becoming younger. It's becoming more tech savvy. It's becoming people of color are becoming more engaged. And so I hope that I'm a foot in the door for that sort of changing guard and style of leadership. That said, ultimately, Rick, my goal is to continue doing something that DPI has been successful at for years, which is to win races. And I bring significant campaign experience in doing that. But what we're also going to do now is focus not just on the legislature, but also focus on winning those races up and down the ballot. And I believe that being out, responding quickly when Republicans say things that are against our values, that are offensive to the people of this state, is an incredibly important part of that.
How does the J.B. Pritzker candidacy fit into that? Obviously, with his financial resources, he's able to not only help fund, largely self-fund his own campaign, but also devote resources for kind of building up the Democratic Party almost in a way that we saw with Bruce Rauner using his wealth to basically build up a Republican Party.
Well, I think that JB's resources are obviously helpful, but what JB has said from the beginning is that his goal is to make sure that Democrats win up and down the ticket and that they have the resources to do so. You'll note that when I started executive director, one of the things that was my first announcement in conjunction with the JB for Governor campaign was this $1 million voter registration drive that we're going to do in conjunction. And that is the goal of capitalizing on this energy that we see around the state to say you've got people who haven't voted in a while or maybe have never voted who are horrified at the 800-day budget impasse that Governor Rauner imposed on the state or horrified about the mismanagement that led to deaths at Quincy or the out-migration of 50,000 students or who are looking at the national level and saying, you know, Trump does not represent the values that we represent here in Illinois. those are folks who are energized and who can be brought in. And I think that the party and the JB campaign are looking at this opportunity and saying, let's capitalize on this because it can allow us to build the kind of majorities in the House, in the Senate, in Congress to protect the rights that we already have and to expand the ability of the state to do more good for people and to stand up for workers, for people of color, et cetera.
So when you look at those, for example, this voter registration drive, this is something beyond the normal, you know, let's do something at a college campus at the start of the school year or that kind of thing. This is a more kind of a targeted based effort.
I think it's correct. And so you're seeing us look at places where we think we can have pickups in the House and Senate here in Illinois. You are seeing we have some incredible candidates who are running for Congress around the state. You've got Brennan Kelly down in the 12th District. You've got Betsy Londegren down in the 13th. You've got Sean Cassidy running against Peter Roskam, who, by the way, didn't even have the guts to show up to a rally and fundraiser that Vice President Pence was here holding in his honor because he's trying to run away from his extreme record that we're now highlighting. And so the goal is to make sure that we add additional voters to the rolls who are going to come out and are going to vote and who are appalled by what they're seeing right now, but also making sure that we are delivering the message up and down the ballot about how extreme right-wing Republicans have been hurtful to our state and do not actually represent the values of their communities.
We're talking to Democratic State Representative Christian Mitchell from Chicago. He's the interim executive director of the Democratic Party of Illinois. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson from the Chicago Tribune. We're talking to Democratic State Representative Christian Mitchell from Chicago, who is the new executive director of the Democratic Party of Illinois. Representative, when you talk about, you know, this million-dollar effort for voter registration, as we all know, it's one thing to get people to sign up. It's another one to actually get them to turn out. So are we to expect that there's going to be kind of a similar type of cash infusion for get out the vote efforts?
Yeah, look, I think so. I think you've got the combined efforts of the JB campaign. You've got the work that we're going to do at DPI. You've got the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, which is obviously focused on these congressional efforts. We think this is a tremendous opportunity. It's going to be a good year for Democrats. As you know, Rick, the year when a president is in power, generally the midterm election is not so great for his party. That's in a normal situation. When you don't have a president whose polling has been underwater since the day he got into office, who has done so much to offend American values, and when you don't have a sort of a unique local situation like we do in Illinois, again, Bruce Rauner's budget impasse at 800 days is unprecedented. 50,000 college students leaving the state is unprecedented. An open war on unions and working people is unprecedented. And I think that you're going to see tremendous energy of people wanting to come out to vote. That's in addition to the people that we're getting on the rolls. And we're going to have a very focused effort on digital, on television, on mail, to make sure that all of those folks have the information that they need to know what their choice is and have every opportunity to come out and vote. We're going to push them to do so.
Well, here again, in talking about digital and those kinds of things, again, this seems to be a leap forward of moving the Democratic Party operations into the 21st century.
Yeah, look, I think some of that stuff has sort of began before I got here. I think that my goal is going to make sure that we continue to push that ball down the field and use all the tools of modern campaigning to make sure that we elect candidates up and down the ballot. That's my focus.
In your selection, this was done by a panel of 18 Democratic State Central Committee women. One from each of the state's congressional districts, as well as some other women. And it was kind of, in some respects, viewed that in the aftermath of the Me Too movement, the problems that surfaced with your predecessor, Tim Mapes, that led to his departure, that this would be a spot that would go to a woman.
Yeah, look, I think two things. One, I think that that the Democratic Party space is changing. I alluded to this early, and part of it is a party where we are seeing and where we need more women in leadership. Part of it also is that we have more people of color getting involved in the party, and certainly as the first African-American executive director, I think that I represent that sort of change. What I would also say is that the committee search isn't open. I'm executive director of the party through the election until a new director is found. And I think that my wealth of campaign experience, having worked on the Obama campaign in 2012, having worked multiple statewide, including for Senator Duckworth and for Lisa Madigan, having done my own races and a city council race, gives us someone and myself who can come in, make sure that we are doing all we need to do to turn out voters, persuade them between now and the election, while giving the State Central Committee time to continue a national search and to find a sort of a permanent executive director. And so, you know, I'm in this role now. I will not be in this role in the very, very long term. My goal is to get us through the elections. And I'm quite confident that the committee's next selection will also reflect the changing demographics of the Democratic Party.
Speaking of those changing demographics, and we, I think, you know, one of the reasons that we're looking at some of these targeted congressional races, particularly up here, is the fact of when you look at, for example, the collar counties, and in the presidential, you had every collar county, traditionally Republican collar counties, every collar county went for Hillary Clinton, except for one in McHenry County. But I'm also, I'm curious, though, about downstate demographics. And it seems like, you know, granted, you go where the votes are, but nevertheless, when you look at congressional races held, or congressional seats held by Republicans, like the 12th and the 13th in central and south, southwestern Illinois, when you look at those, I mean, those are some pretty red areas, and those are areas that at one time used to be represented by, I would say, socially conservative Democrats. And when you look at the hotspot map, they're pretty red. How do you turn those demographics around?
I think candidates and campaigns matter, right? So when you look at the 12th congressional seat, for example, you've got Brennan Kelly, a native Southern Illinoisan, who's an incredibly smart guy, been a great state's attorney, who is someone whose campaign platform reflects the district, who's working extremely hard, who's raising the money. I think that he's got a really good shot. I think you look downstate, down in Bunker Hill, for example, we've got Andy Menares in the state senate, who was the champion of changing the education funding formula, which put more money in downstate communities and poor rural school districts, but also helped districts like mine across the state. When you look at candidates like that, who have the sort of history of leadership, who are reflective of the values of their district, I'm not willing to cede downstate to the Republicans, especially, by the way, when I heard in the sort of audio segment before I came on, you had a discussion with, or there was Chuck Grassley talking about the impact of tariffs. Well, we got a lot of corn, a lot of soybeans here in the state of Illinois, and when Bruce Rauner is letting Donald Trump get away with this trade war that he's declared for the sake of his ego, that's hurting downstate communities, and it's another opportunity to talk to downstate voters about how the Democratic Party has a vision for the whole state of Illinois that uplifts workers, that protects the rights of folks to organize. I think this is an incredible opportunity in this year to sort of get a foothold back in those communities.
Is it all about Trump?
I think a lot of it's about Trump, but I think there's a lot of, again, about Bruce Rauner. I mean, this is, again, an unprecedented circumstance over the last 4 years. What happened to our bond rating, 800 days without a budget, the sort of seizure and, in some cases, closure of our child care system, an entire generation of young Illinoisans who would be going to college here, creating companies here, living here, paying taxes here, leaving the state, is in a sort of unprecedented local crisis that people are holding the governor accountable for. And that's before you get, again, to the fatal mismanagement where that led to deaths of veterans at the Quincy Veterans Home. There is a lot locally to motivate people for a change in the governor's mansion based on what they've seen over the past 4 years.
As you mentioned, you're in this job till through the November election. But I am curious, though, is the Democratic Party itself, in your view, in a more national level, but also at the micro level, kind of at a crossroads, just as we, you know, keep seeing the divides of kind of establishment Democrats versus the more progressive insurgent Democrats? Is the party at a crossroads, in your view?
I think the Democratic Party has always been a big tent party. And I think that what you see reflected for us is genuine policy debates about the best way to move the state, the country, our local cities forward. But overall, you've got sort of a through line that runs through progressives, that runs through the Ocasio-Cortez win in New York, that runs through sort of mainline centrist Democrats, which is there are certain things that we believe in. And I noted them on this program. A woman's right to choose, right of workers to organize, making sure that our communities are open and vibrant and safe for immigrants who want to be here and want to make a better way for themselves and for their families. I think the Democratic Party is stronger than ever. I think that the fights that we're having will only make us stronger and better, and that they are genuine policy fights. They are not sort of the fights you see on the Republican side of the aisle about how much are we going to cozy up to the darker elements of our society, those who sort of believe in white nationalism, those who are xenophobic. The debates we're having on the Democratic side really are about substantive policy issues that we have disagreements on, but all sort of agree on the baseline of security, safety, prosperity for Americans.
That's Christian Mitchell. He's the interim executive director of the Democratic Party of Illinois, state representative from Chicago. Representative, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me. I'd love to come back.